Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show. I am Paula Gordon. Does the idea of biological anthropology just get you excited, start your heart racing? Well, if not, you have not met our guest, biological anthropologist Richard W. Wrangham. Dr. Wrangham studies primates and is in the process of redefining a fundamental human social interaction.
The male-female bond is a bond in which the female is giving food in order to pay for protection. It's kind of an original protection racket. The females are competing with each other to get the best males, because if they're with a wimp male, then he can't stop the other kids taking her food or the other males.
Yeah.
And it really matters, because you're hungry out there. You have to feed your children as well as you can. So how do they compete for the best males? With sex.
Dr. Richard Wrangham is professor of biological anthropology at Harvard University. He has a PhD in zoology from Cambridge University, England. Dr. Wrangham's widely read book, Demonic Males, popularized his ideas about the similarities of chimpanzee and human male behavior. His research has centered on the influence of ecology in the evolution of primate social behavior. He studied chimpanzees in Kibali and in Gombe alongside Jane Goodall, as well as studying vervet monkeys and Galadic baboons. When Dr. Wrangham was in Atlanta as part of Emory University's Living Links Origins Symposium, Bill Russell and I welcomed the chance to learn more from this distinguished scientist about all the primates, including ourselves. Richard Wrangham, I was really quite struck in reading from studies about chimpanzees with which you have worked at the notion that as we evolve and a species becomes more and more different, they have to find ways to think of themselves differently, to distance themselves as they move away from others. I have always been fascinated with chimpanzees. And I'm hearing you say that the otherness that is so fascinating to me is part of nature. That's part of how we know who we are. Is that right?
Well, all primates are xenophobic. All primates are very nervous about strangers. And, you know, I'm not quite sure exactly what aspect of your own thinking you were referring to there, but you know, it is clear that people tend to think dualistically. People tend to think in terms of binary opposition. You know, it's a canard of the social anthropology and sociolinguistics. And one possible explanation for that, among a number, is that it reflects our ancient primate tendency to look at the social world around us and think of individuals either as our friends or as our enemies. Now, the point about primates compared to many other mammals is that we're much more sophisticated about the way we classify individuals, because we can see an individual as someone who is our friend today but our enemy tomorrow, you know, someone with whom we compete but is nevertheless part of our own group. But still, if you're a chimpanzee, you make an incredibly rigorous distinction between those that are with you and those that are against you. And I think it's fair to think that that is a kind of cognitive tendency that has been perpetuated and maybe exaggerated in humans and tends to sort of flow into all sorts of areas of our thinking lives.
The obvious leap, hearing you say that, would be, I mean, that sounds like tribalism.
Yeah, in-group, out-group bias, ethnocentrism, right.
And what it sounds like is tribalism in somebody that we don't typically think of, the average person, I think, you know, scientists are different.
And it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. But most
but
of
don't
us,
kill me because I'm different.
This is that xenophobia coming out.
Exactly.
What you're saying, I mean, what it sounds like is that there is a connection between our primate relatives and our own behavior. At least one can make that leap of faith if what you describe is tribalism as we know it in the human species, and it operates, big if, operates more or less similarly in other primate species, then there would obviously the assumption, or one could make the leap of faith, I could make the leap of faith, That there are close correlations between behaviors, social behaviors, cultural behaviors in primates as well, you know, that are comparable to similar behaviors in humans.
Well, yeah, I mean, there are two ways you can think about this. One is that the basic machinery of our bodies and our minds is the same as it is in other animals. That is to say, the you know, with the hypothalamic pituitary axis that produces the hormones to which we respond is essentially the same, probably, as in a mouse. And the essential,
that's humbling.
Right. The essential cognitive architecture is going to be the same in ourselves as in other species. And the closer and the stronger the relationship in terms of our evolutionary phylogeny, the closer we are to another species, then the more true that sort of thing is. So in general, it's going to be no surprise to us to think that we have very similar kinds of emotions and very similar kinds of cognitive abilities as our close relatives. But the other way to think about it is much more striking and gut-wrenching than that. You know, I went out to study chimpanzees in 1970 as someone who had taken an undergraduate degree in zoology. I was interested in antelope and moles and birds. Those are the things I'd studied, and then someone gave me the opportunity to study another interesting species of animal, namely a chimpanzee. So I went without thinking at all about the fact they were closely related to us. And I'm there at a time when the discovery emerges of what kind of social relationships they have with each other and with their neighbors. So at the end of that decade, by the end of the 1970s, when the dust had settled, here's what we knew. There are only two mammals in the world in which males live with their relatives in social groups and occasionally make journeys out of their own territories into neighboring territories to stalk and hunt and kill members of the neighboring groups. Those two mammals are chimpanzees and humans.
And when we come back, we get to talk about both, don't we?
Let's do it.
This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I are talking with Richard Wrangham, who is a professor of anthropology at Harvard University. We're all going to be back in just a moment. Please be with us.